Let's talk about feeling stuck. So in early 2024, both contracts that I was working simultaneously ended in the same week, and I was abruptly, without notice, left with no income. Around that same time, my guides were knocking. Together they were, you know, three voices, but speaking in unison, saying, "We are your counsel, we are your counsel," trying to get my attention and to wake me back up, so to speak, to tell me that it was time for me to get back to the real work that I had signed up to do. Now, I have been offering my intuitive services since about 2017, but there was a period of time where I took a break because people close to me died and I needed time and space to heal and grieve. But there they were, sort of knocking on the door saying, "Hey, it's time to get back to it." Now, if anyone is listening out there who is a practitioner, a part of the intuitive arts, then you understand that, yeah, we've got free will and we can keep choosing other things, but at every turn, we will be reset and put on the path again so that we can fulfill those promises that we made before we came here to good old planet Earth. And so that's what was happening for me. And it wasn't a foreign thing, right? Because I knew for me that these ventures, even if they were purpose adjacent, and I'll talk more about that in another recording, they would be short-lived. And so it was just a matter of time. So let's talk about stuckness. Clients come to me several times a month because I am a channel for transformation and for spirit. They sit down with me and they express that they are feeling stuck, right? And usually this feeling of stuckness has come after major changes. They've lost loved ones, jobs, career plans, relationships, and doors are closing in a myriad of ways. They sense a deeper calling, even if they can't quite articulate it. And they know for sure that they have more to offer, but can't see how to bring it to fruition, and sometimes don't even fully know what it is. So it's not only about feeling stuck in one area, because, you know, how we feel stuck or how we feel about one thing affects all things. And although they might not see it yet, they're in the midst of a deep transformation. So the way they used to do things, the way they used to think about life and success is no longer working. They're often feeling like something is wrong or off, and they're not convinced that they know how to get through it because the path isn't clear yet. So this is the in-between, as I call it. My friend calls it the abyss. You can also think about it as the unknown. And this is where you can master many things based on where you are in your cycle of growth. Some people think of it like a waiting room, and you can use it like that if you want to, where you wait on things outside of you to come and tell you which way to go. But in my experience, that's more for the life happens to me crowd, and it'll restart, so to speak, that same cycle that you just ended because you didn't allow yourself to even open up to what the lessons of the in-between had to offer you. So this period of time is not best used like a waiting room. It's a period of time where you make decisions. You actively make decisions on where you're going and what you really want. And you begin to believe that they're possible. And you align and you couple that with action. And then you refine and you align again and you couple that with action to bring it about. And you can do this in a multitude of ways. You can hard work yourself into your manifestations. You can busy up your days with too many things to do. You can forget to rest. But sometimes, and especially now, being in the in-between, in the unknown, in the abyss, necessitates a major reworking of many areas of your life down to the details like your daily schedule. Because alongside these decisions that you are making, you also have an opportunity to decide, for example, that rest is necessary, that being overworked is not an option, and that burning your energy towards worrying won't get you to your destination any faster. It'll just tire you out. So the in-between is a really magical place But for those who are not used to it, it can also be a scary place because it's where you let go of parts of yourself that you didn't know you needed to let go of. And sometimes you'll have to let go of people and habits and places you used to love because they no longer fit in with who you're becoming. And it's where you put up new boundaries. It's where you meet new people and try new things that will inspire you towards your next step. It's where you can learn if you allow yourself to dance with life instead of work at life. But it requires trust and flexibility and new outlooks and a willingness to stretch yourself. And I know it may sound crazy, but the in-between is one of my favorite places to be and to help others navigate. There's an archetype deck of cards by the Wild Unknown that are similar to oracle cards, and there's one card in there called the Forest. And I'm going to read what the card's meaning is because it fits so perfectly with what I'm talking about here. So the card says, consider for a moment your earliest memory of the forest. It's likely it included all the mythic dynamics of the archetypal space, a little fear, a little enchantment, perhaps losing your way, perhaps discovering a secret mystical treasure. Such is the magic of the forest. It requires first that you enter it, and then that you get lost within it. You may think there's a path to lead you straight through, but soon enough you'll be on what is known as the pathless path. There are tricksters there, dense foliage and entanglement. But equally present are the glimmers of fairy light and friends among the trees. You're on an adventure now, and there's no turning back. So embrace the dim light and the moving shadows. Whether literal or imaginative, brave the forest and get lost getting found. Isn't that beautiful? And who is doing the finding? You're doing the finding. You are remembering deeper layers of who you are, right? The last part of the description on the side of the page says, if you get out of the forest without feeling lost, you are only in a little grove of trees. The great archetypal forest requires we spend at least one night frightened for our life. So I love this card. It encapsulates being in the in-between. Right? And the tricksters that it mentioned in that part where it says, there are tricksters here, dense foliage and entanglement. Let's talk about that for a second. The tricksters sometimes come in the form of old comforts. Capitalism will call to you. If we are talking about a job, for example, maybe you just left a job or lost a job, and you'll begin to reminisce on that very broken system. As if it was enough, like, man, I really miss my job and the way that I could rely on that paycheck. And then the subtext is that although it put me out of my natural rhythms, there was a lot of stress. I was always tired. I had a long commute, et cetera, right? So the trickster would be calling you back into that loop. But there was a sense of comfort there because it was all set up. It was nice and structured. You didn't have to think about when payday was. You knew when it was coming. And you could take comfort in that. And then other things will sneak up on you. Let's just take that example of the job a little further. So you lose a job or you leave a job and you're sitting with a friend and you tell them about it and they say, oh my gosh, do you have something else lined up? Or what are you going to do? And it begins to make you feel low-key like a failure, right? Like because you can't and don't have the answers to these questions right here on the spot, then you have failed at something. And then let's say that you go home and you shoot off dozens and dozens of resumes and you get a few calls back and you land one interview and you go into that interview and the first thing they start to ask you is, well, why do you have a gap in employment? So what I'm trying to help you see is that society is not set up to honor the in-between, right? It'll send you signals that make you feel like you're going the wrong way, even when you've been in the in-between before and you know what's going on, right? So I knew what I was stepping into, right? Because I had been there so many times. And I knew ultimately I'd get to the other side, even though I wasn't clear on how I would do that, right? How I would do that or what I actually needed to be doing. For me, the cycle of growth required that I learn how to receive on a much deeper level. It's where I learned how to rest and where I allowed myself the space to really reset, to sink even deeper into my natural rhythms. It's where I peeled back even deeper layers of the patriarchal conditioning that I was still carrying. And it's where I decided, you know what, there's only one way I'm going to show up. This Jessica is the same Jessica in work, in play, at home, and out in public spaces. I'm not doing the mask thing anymore. It was barely like hanging on anyway. And there was really nothing left there for me to learn. So in that space, in the in-between, it's where we finish up certain lessons and close the chapter on them. And even though I knew what I was doing and I had my guides right there and they truncated that period of time for me, they kind of expedited and helped me through it faster. It wasn't always easy. Some days I literally threw my hands up and was like, you know what? I don't know. I'm going to take a nap. And then I'd wake up and I'd sit and watch the trees out the window. So that space, that in between, it can get really quiet sometimes, right before you turn a corner. And you'll start to look around and ask yourself questions like, where are my friends? Where are my opportunities? Why aren't things lining up? And a lot of times people panic right there and they run back to what they find comfortable, right? To the old cycle that they are leaving because the quietness can feel eerie. It's like being deep in a forest, right? But that's actually an indication that you're on the right path, that you're going the right way. And nothing speeds it up except the aligned action you take. Your choices determine whether you move through the in-between faster or slower. So it's no secret that we are living in a very unusual time right now, full of turmoil, but also full of opportunities. It's really amazing and strange, this contrast that we are experiencing. What is breaking down outside us nationally and globally is mirroring what's ready to be released within us. And these issues aren't just personal, they're collective. So we're all here yearning together to turn the tide because the old structures that held up society are being destroyed. And the thing is, they no longer fit anyway. And the deeper truth of who we really are and what we really want is asking to come through. To allow it is one of the best things we can do for ourselves and humanity. So that feeling of being stuck, uninspired, and unsure of the next step is just misalignment in the most contrasty apparent way right now. It's that period of time where we reset, we reorient ourselves towards the direction that we will be moving in the not so distant future. It's our inner compass telling us and asking us, hey, reset me, please. But this time is unique, and many of us are looking at a transformation across the board in all aspects of life. And so that's why it might feel a little harder to get moving. Whereas in the past, maybe you weren't dealing with everything all at once. It was just one or two aspects of life. Oh, and also the world wasn't doing the thing that it's doing now, right? It's being transformed from every angle, too. And it's making us feel like not only do we need to find new ways to live, new spaces to frequent, and we need to create new work and opportunities for ourselves, it's also making us feel like all aspects of our identity, inside and out, are changing, while everyone else around us is also experiencing the same thing. And one last thing on this, the things you're supposed to be doing while you're in the in-between. You know, the long list of things that you say that you're going to do if you have more time, if you had more money, if you had more confidence. Those are the things that you do in the in-between. You want to start a podcast? Start the podcast. You want to design dresses? Design the dresses. You've always wanted to learn how to play the piano or a guitar? Play the piano or the guitar. If you've got an invention you've been sitting on, do the research for the invention. Go out with people that make you feel good. Go to places that make you feel good. You've always wanted to eat cleaner? Eat cleaner. Clean up your space. Reorganize and get rid of stuff. So these are some of the things that you can do in the in-between to help create the containers to support your transformation. Transformation has nowhere to land if we don't create new containers for it. And I encourage you just to get in there and play in the beginning. Don't come at it with a strategy. Just allow yourself to do some of the things that you love. And the best way to do that is to relax the best you can. Set aside any anxious feelings that you're having about being in this period of your life and get into the flow. Because that's where you're going to find your answers. That's where you're going to get inspired. And that's where you'll meet people that'll help you with your next move. So just imagine for a second that your energy is like a river. When the river flows, it feels effortless. Your ideas connect, synchronicities show up, and opportunities feel magnetic. But when the river is clogged with debris, with the outdated ways of working and thinking, fears, worries, doubt, grief, and all the offshoots that these very human things create, the water can't flow. So here's a quick exercise to help you begin to shift that feeling of stuckness. And I do suggest that you are in a safe, quiet place, not operating any machinery, so that you can take a moment and close your eyes. Once you do that, I want you to place one hand on your chest, where the heart chakra is, which is the home for love, compassion, and balance, and place the other hand on your belly, where the sacral chakra is, that births creativity, pleasure, and emotional well-being. And I want you to breathe deeply and slowly until you feel your shoulders relax and until you feel relaxed in your body. And you can visualize taking that breath in and pulling it down through your chest, down to your hand on your belly, and down through your legs and your feet. And once you're feeling nice and relaxed, I want you to ask yourself a simple question. Where am I holding onto an old way of being, thinking, or succeeding that no longer feels right, that no longer feels alive, that no longer feels like me or like something that I want? Don't overthink it. Just notice what pops up. Maybe it's around money or creativity or relationships. Maybe it's the way you've been pushing yourself, or an identity that you've outgrown. Whatever it is, just trust the first thing that comes up. Where do you feel it? Is it in your chest, your throat, or your gut? Maybe it just feels like sadness or disappointment or tiredness. So now take another breath and release the heaviness or resistance on the exhale. Visualize it moving from the heart space if that's where you're feeling it, moving out of your throat if that's where you're feeling it, or out of your gut if that's where you're feeling it. And now ask yourself a second question. What do I actually want instead? Don't try to force an answer. Just listen. Listen to your body. Listen to your thoughts. Sometimes it comes as a word, a feeling, or even an image. Sometimes it can be as general as peace or security or satisfaction or more specific. Either way, it's your river speaking. That's your alignment calling. So take one more breath. And let that clarity, however small it may seem, however fuzzy around the edges it is, let it expand in your body. And now imagine that river I described earlier, the one filled with debris. On your next exhale, imagine that debris being lifted out of the water. You don't know how it's removed. Just trust that it is. Take a few more slow breaths with that imagery. The water is flowing clearer, freer, and stronger. Maybe you can even hear it. And when you are ready, open your eyes. For some of you, just naming the block may have already started to shift things. But for others, you may still feel resistance, like the debris is still there, and that's okay. The act of awareness and of intention is a form of movement itself. And the key takeaway here is stuckness is a sign that it's time to realign. So this is just one small practice of noticing and beginning to shift. In the Energy Reset Work and Purpose class, we spend time going deeper into the why of why the debris has shown up and how to clear it in a way that's lasting, not just temporary. And you reconnect to your purpose, which I'll talk more about in the next recording, and reset your energy so you can move forward with clarity. This is the work we'll do together in a much deeper, more supported way. But for now, I'll see you in the next recording.